Chapter 10, The Shotgunner. The next room Solid Snake entered had nothing in it. It appeared to be just an empty space. But Justin Hawley had a strange feeling about this place. Something was in here. He was sure of it. He did a quick search, but came up with nothing. Even so, all his instincts told him that something of importance should be hidden here. He looked again, this time even more thoroughly, but once again he found nothing. Perhaps his Snake Man instincts were wrong this time. He was wasting precious minutes. By now the terrorists would have returned to get Solid Snake and Gray Fox. They would have found them missing, and they'd be searching every inch of outer heaven. Reluctantly, Hawley turned to leave, to look elsewhere, but there it was. Something really small caught Solid Snake's sharp, trained eye. High up the wall, close to the ceiling, a thin piece of plastic no bigger than a credit card. A brief touch told him that it was key card 3. The young Marine captain retrieved it. He now had 3 out of the 8 necessary cards. Why were the keys just lying about? Hawley was sure that it was a sign of the maniac Katafi's arrogance, building a fortress and then leaving the keys in plain sight. With keycard 3 in his pocket, Hawley felt a sense of elation. He was on his way again. Locking the door behind him, he looked around to see where he should go next. One door on the far wall stood out. It was bigger than the others, big enough to drive a vehicle through. Trucks and tanks, jeeps, and other rolling stock were parked all over Outer Heaven, both indoors and out. Could this room be some kind of armory or supply depot? If it was, it must certainly be guarded. Solid Snake would have to be even more cautious than usual. He crept up silently to the door and applied key card 3 to the lock, and heard the click. In the next room, which was a supply depot, a huge man, whom Hawley recognized from his criminal file as the Shotgunner, was keeping watch over a large cache of weapons, including Solid Snake's own equipment. The terrorists had brought in the weapons to the central armory for storage after they'd captured Justin Hawley. If there was ever one big ugly monster, it was the Shotgunner. He was armed to the teeth, ready to kill, and he loved his work. Creeping silent as a shadow, staying close to the wall to avoid detection, Solid Snake entered the armory. He saw the giant shape of the Shotgunner looming in the center of the room, watchful, waiting for an intruder so that he could let fly with a deadly rain of bullets. In the guard's large hands was the most powerful shotgun that Hawley had ever seen. One blast from that gun could tear a gaping hole in the wall of a steel building. All around him, Hawley saw piles of weapons, guns and explosives of all kinds. But getting them into his hands would be a noisy business. Before Solid Snake could even shoulder a weapon, the Shotgunner would have heard him and blown him to the moon. Wait a minute. There, almost under the nose of the Shotgunner, was a pile of gear on the floor. Justin Hawley recognized it. It was his own. The Beretta with its silencer, the Ingram Mac II, his bandolier, the gas mask, all of it, even his rations. Now, if only he could get to it. Using the oldest trick in the book, the ventriloquist's skill of throwing his voice in another direction, Solid Snake made a small sound come from the opposite side of the room. For a split second, the Shotgunner turned his head, only just long enough for Hawley to race past him and grab up his weapons cache. Solid Snake hoped that his hands would first fall on the pistol because the pistol had a silencer. But he didn't have time to pick or choose, and as luck would have it, the first weapon into his hand was the Mac II. The Shotgunner heard him and growled in his throat, a deep animal sound, an endangered threat. He lifted his mighty shotgun and sighted down the barrel at Hawley. There wasn't a second to spare. Solid Snake didn't even have time to reach for the trigger of his gun. Instead, he whirled and swung the Mac II like a baseball bat, letting the Shotgunner have it on the side of the head. He heard the angry growl become a grunt, saw the Shotgunner topple over from the force of the blow and the mighty gun fall from his big hands. Solid Snake knew that the noise of the struggle would have the terrorist guards down on him before he could blink an eye. He had to get out of there, and fast. But as he was running for the back door, loaded down with his gear, he noticed some equipment among the supplies that might prove very useful. A suit of body armor and a bomb blast suit. Grabbing them, Holly ran for his life out through the back door. He wasn't aware of it yet, but Holly was about to come face to face with a new hazard, the dreaded heat panels. And now a game hint from your friends at GeekAid.com. Watch out for the pitfalls between the wood crates. It's like you're going to walk by them and the floor is going to open. And then it's game over, man. Like, you're just